is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, we saw downside across the board. Triple-digit losses, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. Not really a lot of fresh news out there. Still kind of waiting for this trade to develop in the feed yards. We've heard of some 159 to 160 possibly being paid. We saw the choice box beef today down 52 cents at midday. Selects up $1.07. Total movement of 131 loads. We also saw today that the cattle kill came in on the small side, only 100,000 head, and the hogs came in at 432,000 head. On the close, Feb cattle 75 cents lower. April down $1.92. March feeders down 277. May feeders down 282. And April lean hogs down 275.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Tom, what's happening in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it's one of those situations, what goes up must come down, and yesterday we saw fantastic gains to the upside in wheat, corn, and soybeans. Today, profit-taking came back in and also a reality check, and we pulled the markets lower. It led to the downside by the soybeans. Besides that, there was really no fresh news in the marketplace, and some are looking down the road at next Tuesday that the USDA supply and demand report most likely will be on the negative side for corn and wheat, and possibly a little bit positive for the soybeans. On the close today, March KC wheat down 6 1/4, July KC down 5 3/4, March Chicago wheat was 2 3/4 lower, March corn down 2 1/4, July corn closed 2 pennies lower, March soybeans down 15 cents, July soybeans down 14 1/4, and March cotton 22 points lower today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.